This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Right now, there are people out in front of a bar in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, protesting after Christopher David, the illegal Uber driver, has been arrested. Not for driving for Uber, because that's illegal in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The taxi cab regulations have essentially made it illegal to be an Uber driver, but yet Uber has heroically continued to operate their system. They haven't turned off their system in Portsmouth, so anyone who wants to risk getting a $500 fine can continue to drive for Uber, and that's what Chris David has been doing. It's put him on the police's radar in a big way, and you can better believe that they started to investigate him as soon as they learned about him. And then ultimately they came after him just today and yesterday. The arrest happened today. He found out yesterday they were looking for him, that there was a warrant out for his arrest for so-called wiretapping. We will tell you more about what's going on right now. If you go to freekeen.com, there's a live stream from Shire Dude. It's a little janky on my internet connection. I don't know. Maybe you'll have better luck with it. But it is happening now. And, of course, once he's done streaming that, that'll be viewable at any time. So go and check that out at freekeen.com. We'll give you the latest on what's happening out there and what happened with Christopher David's arrest earlier today. But first, we go to someone calling themselves Pissed Off, and this person is calling from New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Rich Paul. Hello.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Do you guys remember the conversation we had about when Bane called in the other day about his board and all that stuff?
Well, most of our listeners weren't necessarily listening at that time, Dave. So what you're referring to is you get into arguments with people on the internet,
okay,
and it makes you very upset.
Well, now they have gotten my brother and my mom involved on the board. They're calling
I highly
my brother,
doubt that. You just mean they're saying things about your family? Your brother and your mom aren't actually posting on the board, right?
No. But right. There's a guy named Mook H on the board, and he's saying nasty things about my brother, and you know, IEC is saying stuff about my mom. I'm going to call GoDaddy.com and have that board shut down permanently.
I don't think you can do that.
Permanently. Yes, I can. I got powers.
You can.
I'm going to get that board shut down.
I got the power. Okay, we need to get that on the board of things Dave
says. Board. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah,
Dave, you actually think you can get a website shut down because people said things you didn't like? I mean, come on. How long have you been a grown up? Have you ever been a grown up?
Yes, I have.
Why don't you act like one and say that on the radio? We're going to have to let you go. You can't say the S word. So, sorry. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Rich,
have you made an announcement as to the seven words that you can't say if you call in?
That would be really hard to accomplish.
Yeah, but I was trying to figure out how we would do that. I don't think you can tell people. Maybe we should put it on the website.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it may not even be the seven dirty words. There's not actually a specific list, but it's one of those things where they know it when they hear it. Kind of thing. So, I mean, there's certain ones that is a definite you're going to get in trouble for. The S word, the F word. There's a couple of C
Snuggle
words.
Snuggle bunnies?
You know, you can keep guessing, but
okay.
Yeah. There's a couple of C words that you can't say generally on the radio, but beyond those few, it just depends on context. So there's one C word that you can say in the right context, like cock-a-doodle-doo. You can say that one just fine, but if it's in a sexual context, then that would preclude you from being able to say it. So that is also a factor in how things can or what things can be said on the radio. So anyway, just let's have a little further comment though regarding Dave's call, Rich Paul. You've gotten into a spat or two on the internet over these years.
Yeah, I mean, I've never tried to shut a board down, but I suspect that given the number of mean things that are said on Facebook every day, and the fact that Facebook is still up, that saying mean things about people on the internet is not enough to get your sites shut down. My God, they say awful things on the Stop Freaking site. And
oh, yeah. Yeah. And you don't want to spend your time on things like that either. I mean, it's one thing if it's people in your community who are talking crap about you and you feel like you need to defend yourself and, you know, respond to outright and abject lies that are being told. I can understand that. But most conversations on the internet, you're talking about people who don't even live anywhere near you. There are so many trolls on YouTube, and like freekeen.com is the site that you and I blog for, and there's just awful, awful people commenting in those comment areas. And if you let yourself worry about what those people are saying, it will drive you off the deep end, like it sounds like it's doing to Dave there.
Yeah, whereas, you know, my haters may say, well, we think badly of you. And I say, oh, really? Well, I don't think of you at all.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, while every now and then I am entertained by the haters, I find them, you know, the absolute amount of vitriol and the level of nastiness that they have to sometimes rise to the level of pretty entertaining. Ultimately, that's as far as I'll go with it. Because whenever you get yourself into a position that has some level of influence or has some level of visibility, whether it's Quentin Tarantino or you or I, Rich, being on the radio here, certainly we don't have the visibility Quentin Tarantino does, but we have haters. I imagine Tarantino has more haters than we have. But you know, it's like as you put yourself out there for who you really are, you know, you put your honest opinions out, because it's easy to say support the police, support the troops, and be relatively unmolested by haters. But you put your own opinions out, what you really believe, and that is that, oh, well, maybe the police should be held accountable for their actions. Maybe the police who have killed people should be seriously investigated by someone who's not their buddies.
Yeah.
You know, saying things like that is going to get you some enemies. It's going to get you enemies in dangerous places. Our friend Christopher David has learned this lesson here over the last few weeks. Not that he didn't know, but he put himself on the line. He put himself out there as this man who is willing to drive people from point A to point B and accept money for it without asking government permission.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I believe this is something both you and I have done, Rich. We've taken people places. Now, I don't know if it's illegal in Keene, New Hampshire to do that, but in Portsmouth, it certainly is. And they're now coming after him with felony charges because of this. He's a threat to the status quo. He's a threat to the system. In fact, one of the taxi cab companies, he told us this when he was on the air with us on Sunday, one of the taxi cab companies who is opposed to what he's doing, the guy running the taxi cab company ran for city council this year. And he ran on a campaign of stopping people from putting up signs around town. Why? Because Chris David's been putting signs up around town that essentially, you know, talk about freedom of being able to travel from one point to another. And that's a threat to this taxi cab owner's, you know, semi-monopoly. It's an oligopoly. It's a few taxi cab owners, and they all have the government's permission to operate. And if you don't have the permission to operate, then they will come after you, and they will send their taxi cab drivers out to find you and find your license plate, call the police, and report your location to them. That's what's been going on out there. And now Chris David has been arrested. He's 29 years old, and he's got a baby on the way.
Now, he's out now on PR, is that correct?
$5,000 PR bond. The story actually comes from Seacoast Online's Elizabeth Dinan. In an unregistered Uber driver was arrested today on a warrant for a felony count of wiretapping that alleges he audio recorded a downtown bar bouncer without that person's knowledge or permission. And by the way, there's detail coming out now claiming this bouncer happens to be a cab driver during the daytime hours.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. So he's just enforcing his very own monopoly.
The driver, Christopher David, age 29, from Dover, turned himself in on the warrant Friday afternoon, shortly after saying he would not because his fiancée was due to give birth at any moment. He wrote online, quote, to the city of Portsmouth, I opt out of your system. Leave me alone. But they're not going to leave him alone because he's standing up for what he believes in. And what he believes in is a fundamental threat to the status quo, and they can't just leave that be. 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school from which to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose the school the Wall Street Journal recognized for producing some of the best qualified graduates? One the Princeton Review ranked as a leader in undergraduate education? And one U.S. News & World Report named number one in the nation for innovation ahead of both MIT and Stanford? Discover why Arizona State University is a clear choice for your future. In addition, ASU Online offers over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs you can take 100% online and on your schedule. You'll receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as our on-campus students. For information, call 1-800-939-5359. U.S. News & World Report also ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So get started today and learn to thrive with Arizona State University Online. Call today at 1-800-939-5359. That's 1-800-939-5359.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're here. We'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. You may dial on in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a protest going on right now in front of a bar that shall not be named in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, because I don't want to give it any extra coverage than it's already getting. And, you know, we don't know how the owner of this bar feels about his employees' behavior. There's a security agent who works for the bar who one night a few weeks ago, when a couple of the patrons from this bar who were drunk came out of the bar, they hailed an Uber cab. I don't know if you can call it. Can you call it an Uber cab? They hailed an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And the Uber driver arrived. He's Chris David. And Chris is the guy who is pledged to continue ongoing civil disobedience of giving people rides places in Portsmouth, considering it's illegal to do that as an Uber driver in Portsmouth right now. Now, hopefully that'll change at some point in the future. But Chris's idea of challenging those ordinances is by openly defying them. And that's the kind of activism I like to see. In my opinion, Chris David has single-handedly put the Seacoast on the map for activism. Because not only has he continued to do civil disobedience, but he's also papered the town with flyers advocating for freedom to travel, explaining the situation to the people in the Portsmouth area. He's generated media as a result of his activism. I mean, so he's hitting on all cylinders here. He's got an activism that is valuable to people. You know, it's not just, I'm not saying that what we've done in Keene is invaluable, but, you know, getting high in Central Square is probably less valuable to people than giving people rides who are drunk and, like, actually saving people from dying and getting into car wrecks and things like that. Like, that's a really valuable service to be providing to the community, albeit illegally. So he's doing that. And he's generating media. He's getting the word out about freedom to do business, freedom to be an entrepreneur without having to ask government's permission. So, I mean, he's just really doing a great job out there. And I'm hoping that we can actually find someone who is on the scene to call in. I know Shire Dude is streaming live. You can go to freekeen.com. You can pull up his live stream. We were unable to do it during the a few moments ago, but what... the reason was because I had an upload going here, so that was what was killing the downstream bandwidth in the studio. It wasn't Shire Dude's fault. So if you were watching at home, you've probably seen there was like a cop talking to them, and I don't know what he was saying. I'm guessing, you know, cops, when they come up to protest, they love to just give you orders. You ever notice that, Rich, where they just love to tell you what to do? Oh, you need to go stand over there. Oh, yeah, you can, you have a right to protest, but you need to do what I say.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to join us here, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Jimmy, listening in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. I was just thinking about the Christopher David thing here, and one thing about civil disobedience and in that whole context is that you have somebody like Christopher David that if he builds up his email or his connections thing. So, okay, I just got a thing from Uber saying that this person wants to be picked up. Well, then there's 10 other people that aren't even connected to Uber whatsoever. They show up at the exact same time that he's going to pick up a ride. The cops show up to get Christopher David. They're going to arrest him. But then, okay, they're arresting Christopher David, but then there's this other person that's not even connected to Uber. And they go like, well, I'll give you a ride. So I was like, okay. You know, and the cop, what are the cops going to do? Like, well, you can't give this person a ride. No, the person coming out of the bar, no. We got to hold these guys. You know, no. They were calling. They're doing something illegal, even calling Uber. And it's like, wait a minute. No. And then there's these other 8 people or 9 people behind me. And it's like, no, I'm just giving my friend a ride. This is my new friend.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. It's not illegal to give someone a ride for no money. So you can go and you can pick people up all night long and, you know, take them places and charge nothing, and then they can't go after you for it. But if there's money changing hands, then all of a sudden it becomes, you know, a threatening activity to the status quo.
Yeah, I mean...
Right.
You
right.
Can have
yeah,
sexes.
But I'm just saying that these other people are going to be there to say, like, hey, here's this person standing there drunk, wanting a ride home. Oh, I'll give you a ride home. Okay,
yeah.
Whether money is exchanged, what ever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think it's a cool idea.
You've squashed the cops because Christopher David has got his contacts already set up through his smartphone or whatever just to say, I'm going to go pick up this person, and you 10 people back me up.
And we already have activist tools that can help for that kind of coordinating. Thanks, Jimmy, for the call tonight. Cell 411 might be a good one. And I don't think we've mentioned this on the air yet, but Cell 411 is now free for Android users.
Now, what is Cell 411?
That's a good question. Then I want you to tell me about what you're going to say about sex. I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
I can do that briefly. I was just saying that it was a case like sex where you can have sex with somebody and
for free.
Can give that person money, but if you have sex with somebody and give them money, suddenly it's a crime. It's one or the other.
Well, you can give them money, you just can't tell them what the money's for. You can't come to the negotiation of $50 for a BJ or whatever it would be. So
yeah, you just have to buy them dinner and hope.
So Cell 411, or you can have sex and then give them money just randomly after the fact, however you want to work it out. Cell 411 is a free app now for Android. It's going to be free for iPhone and iPad users, but Apple takes longer to get the software to go through their rigmarole or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be free soon. But for right now, Android users, you can go get Cell 411. The idea, Rich, is to have a cell phone program for smartphones that you can send out alerts to your friends and family members or neighbors or whoever it is that you want to add into this program. So let's say we got a few Free Staters living here on this corner. We could set up a group that only activates for people who live on this corner where we live. There's two houses that are owned by Free State Project people. And there's, maybe, I don't know, more than a half a dozen people, probably like eight people that live here on this corner. So we could have a group of eight people, just direct neighbors. And so if there was something happening right out front of the house, you could send out the Cell 411 alert, and it would only alert those eight people in that group. You can also send out a public alert, and that will send an alert to anyone who has Cell 411 within a certain radius. So this actually allows for people to respond to strangers. Cell 411 alerts. And it can be something like in a medical emergency. It can be a fire. It can be police encounter. It can be an arrest. It can be, there's like, I don't know how many different options. There's 10 or 11 or I don't know how many there are. There's quite a few different options of things that you can send out, alert types that you can send. And, of course, you can have as many groups as you want. So if I want to send an alert to everyone who's in Keene, that I know, my friends in the Keene area, I can have a group for the Keeniacs. If I want to send statewide to, everybody in New Hampshire, I could do that too. So you can customize your groups however you want.
It sounds like it might not be a bad idea to replace the Keene Alerts group with that, the Telegram group that we're using currently.
The toll-free number here is 855-453. Well, Cell 411 is good for anybody, anywhere. It's an amazing app, and globally, you can use Cell 411. We're using it here in the Keene area, and we're going to start spreading it as well now that it has gone free. So check it out. It's Free Talk Live.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing a revolutionary patented Level 3 bulletproof vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A bulletproof vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LaCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There is a protest going on as we speak. It's out in front of a bar in the Portsmouth, New Hampshire area, where Christopher David was targeted by a bouncer. Christopher David is the illegal Uber driver. He's the man who has made headlines for continuing to drive in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, after the Portsmouth City Council essentially made it illegal to do so. You face a $500 fine for the first time. If they catch you again, it's $1,000. Now, they haven't actually fined Christopher David for driving illegally for Uber, but they did go after a 63 or 62-year-old grandmother for doing the same thing.
What a great defendant she's going to make.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited about that.
And she's irritated. Did you read her letter?
I read something from her. What did she write a letter to?
I'm actually not sure if it was a letter or a blog post, but it basically talks about, you know, the leaving people in a situation of needing transportation and you arrest their driver.
Yeah, there were two drunk girls I think she was going to pick up somewhere, and they were stranded after the cops pulled her over and basically, I don't know if they jacked her car from her or what happened there, but she had to strand those two girls.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a way to deal with that through Uber's software, because there ought to be a my car broke down, give this run to somebody else.
That's
button.
Actually, well, my understanding of the story was when the grandma got busted by the cops in Portsmouth and she had to leave the two girls on the side of the road, they just pulled up the Uber app and requested a new ride.
Oh, okay, groovy.
And I think it was actually Chris or one of the other, because there's multiple drivers who are still running in Portsmouth, even though it's illegal. Christopher David isn't the only one who's doing it, as evidenced by the fact the grandmother got popped, too. Mm. But they certainly went after who they thought would be an easy victim. in this grandmother rather than going after Chris with the Uber ticket. But now they've gone after Chris.
The Uber ticket. That yeah. sounds like a nuclear ticket or something. Well, oh, my God, they're going to write me the Uber ticket.
Let's go to Blue. She's in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Blue.
Hey, hello, gentlemen. I just wanted to let you know that this app that you're talking about, the 411, that's Schaefer
Cell 411.
Or Cell 411. That is Schaefer Cox's idea. It's called the Liberty Bell Project. He started this in Alaska.
Actually, you're incorrect. Schaefer Cox borrowed that idea from the Porcupine 411 system. But it's a good idea. You're talking about a system that actually allows people to call in to a phone number, in this case, and report something that's going on. That message is then distributed to recipients who have subscribed to those messages, and then they can respond, right?
Right, and it did put Schaefer Cox in jail.
That's not why they put Schaefer Cox in jail.
I realize what they did, but they were trumped up charges.
So, Rich, are you familiar with the Schaefer Cox situation?
No, I don't know anything about
Blue,
this.
Let's hear it. What is your explanation for why Schaefer Cox is in jail in Alaska?
It started with what they considered to be domestic abuse charges, but his wife soon came back and rescinded those charges.
Mm.
And that they've gone after him for tax evasion would be the secondary thing that they've gone after him for.
I think you're leaving out the most important part of the story.
Oh, please, by all means.
What are they accusing him
of? Yeah, so the accusation is, and I don't know, you know, obviously I don't know the truth because I wasn't there, but they claim to have had, recordings, audio recordings of Schaefer Cox planning to kill a judge.
Because he was part of a militia is what they've accused him of.
Did they have those recordings? Because he's in prison. I mean, did he take a plea or did... I'm not intimately familiar with the details on the case. Have you followed it closely, Blue?
I'm not following it closely. It's just it just seems interesting that this app comes to light, but Schaefer Cox was doing it back in 2009.
No, you're incorrect. You're confusing two different types of technology. So what Schaefer Cox did was he took the idea of the, and it's fine to share these ideas, but he doesn't deserve credit for coming up with it. Michael Hampton, who is a Free State Project participant, created Porcupine 411, which Schaefer Cox then took that concept and rebranded it as the Liberty Bell system in Alaska. So, Michael, if you want to give credit where credit's due, it was Michael Hampton from porcupine411.com.
Michael Rock.
Yeah, he's really, you know, an awesome guy and does amazing technical work. But Port 411 has been around here for a long time, since I think long before 2009 here in New Hampshire. And it has allowed people to call and leave voicemail messages that are then distributed to hundreds of recipients. So, like, for instance, when one of these messages gets left on the system, I get an email in my inbox. And then I can go and listen to whatever it was that person is saying. And sometimes it's something critical, like the cops are arresting me, or sometimes it's like, oh, you know, informational, like there's a meeting happening or the location for this meeting has changed, things like that. But what we're talking about with Cell 411 is an app for your phone, which allows you to send out alerts to people that are not voicemail messages. They're just like a GPS alert. It'll show up on your notifications area. You click on that, and it shows you, oh, Blue in Tennessee says she's having an encounter with a cop. She's this far away from you. Here's her location, and then we'll ask you if you can respond. So there's some similarities between those two technologies, but the implementation is very, very different. Porcupine 411 or the Liberty Bell system are systems that are localized to specific geographic areas, whereas Cell 411 is an internationally useful program. It's most useful in specific geographic areas, but there aren't limited areas to it. So wherever the users of Cell 411 are, and anyone can download this program, it's now free. You can go to getcell411.com to download it for yourself. It's free on Android. It's soon going to be free for iOS devices. So there is a pretty important difference there. And Blue, any other thoughts you want to share on Schaefer Cox? Go ahead.
No, it's just I do not think that this man should be in prison.
It's true. I'll agree with you there. He didn't actually kill anyone, so I don't think someone should go to prison for talking about doing something. But if it's true what the feds allege, and it may not be true, you know, they may have trumped up these charges. I don't know the details of the case. But the allegations, as I recall them, and it has been a while since I've reviewed the case or you know, heard it discussed, but the allegations were that he and these other supposed militia agents, at least one of which, who was an undercover federal agent, were plotting the death. What's that?
I said, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, well, right. It's not a surprise at all. Typically, the feds will infiltrate organizations, you know, like this. Whether or not they're dangerous is another question. And sometimes the feds will go in and try to encourage people to commit violence. And maybe that's what happened here. Again, I don't know. I haven't read the transcripts. I haven't heard the audio. Thanks for the call, Blue. I appreciate it. But it was a real, you know, sad case, because prior to this happening to Schaefer Cox, he was sort of like a leader in a pretty freedom-oriented movement out there. At least that's the way it seemed from all the way across the country here. You know, I'd heard his name. He'd made some headlines for doing some activism out there in Alaska, and Alaska's a pretty freedom-friendly place in general. It actually scored number 3 on the Free State Project vote when the 10 different states were up for a vote. New Hampshire scored number 1, and Alaska came in at number 3. Had Alaska been number 1, I'd be sitting in Alaska talking to you right now, because I was willing to move to any of the 10 states, whichever one won. What about you, Rich?
I didn't even vote.
Oh,
and
really?
My logic was that I knew that whatever state they picked, I was going to go to, so I wanted them to pick the state that was going to get the most other people. I was just, I knew I was down. So wherever they went.
So a little bit more about Schaefer Cox, and of course there's plenty of information online about this. But ultimately, as I recall the case, there were supposedly recordings of these conversations about possibly killing some kind of a judge. I don't know if it was a federal judge or a local judge or whatever. And I'll see if I can do a little bit more digging, because there's obviously been some things that have gone on since the conviction and since he was put away several years ago. But again, I agree with Blue. The guy didn't actually follow through on the, you know, even if he was threatening to kill a federal judge in private with others, they didn't go through with it. And so therefore, I don't think that should be a jailable thing.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're in a room with the target, it doesn't really constitute a threat.
It could
so
just be
much
tough
as,
talk.
Yeah, it's just talk.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to connect with us there. And if you're online, you really should protect yourself. You've got to take the time. You've got to make the effort to do this, because by default, you are not being protected. Your privacy is not being protected online. Your own internet service provider may very well be one of the people spying on you, and then maybe selling your information to other corporations or turning it over to the government. You can stop that by going to proxpn.com. In fact, if you go to proxpn.com/amp, like advertise, market, and promote, AMP, then you can get a really amazing deal on this virtual private network. That's what ProXPN provides. They encrypt your online data before it reaches your internet service provider, and they've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android, plus there's Linux support as well, so whatever operating system you're on, they can help protect you. And most importantly, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. They've got more servers than ever before, giving you greater speed and security, plus they've integrated Nonkly.com to mask your emails if you get a premium account. You can go to proxpn.com/amp, and if you pay with Bitcoin, in fact, this deal is only available for people with Bitcoin, you get 2 years of ProXPN for less than $50 worth of Bitcoin, and $5 of your purchase will go to the AMP program. That's our program, the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is that $5 will help us spread the ideas of liberty, because ProXPN is down with that. So go to proxpn.com/amp. Get started there. You can pay with credit card, but you're just not going to get the same deal. If you're a credit card user, use code FTL50, and that'll knock 50% off the regular price of the monthly price if you get the annual account. So start at proxpn.com/amp. Let's go to Wes listening in Idaho. If we get a chance, we'll talk more about the Schaefer Cox case. And there's a website called freeschaefercox.com that may have sort of the other side of the story on it from what the feds were claiming. Wes, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Rich.
Okay. I heard you talking about driver's license and people putting up a sign that they're a taxi cab, and you think it's not correct for government to require a license for that. But
that's right.
I'm here to say that you are incorrect.
Why?
The public right of way is for people's right of way. However, when you hire out, you are engaged in commerce, you are using the public right of way to your advantage. This is exactly what the case law will tell you. You have a right to travel. That means if you go down to the grocery store, you go to Granny's, whatever.
Why don't I have a right to take someone somewhere?
Well, no. If you're for hire, if you advertise for hire, if you are hauling a load and getting paid to haul that around, or like I said, a taxi cab, you are using the public right of way for commerce, and it's a legitimate requirement for the state to have you licensed. Now, if it's...
Okay, now are you talking about a driver's license, or are you talking about taxi cab licensing? Because it sounds like what you're talking about is the right to argue, or the right to travel argument, which is based on for driver's licenses, like the one Abel Freeman made when he was arrested for driving without a license. He argued that he had a right to travel and that he was not engaged in commerce.
Well, what Wes is saying is if you are engaged in commerce, then the state has a right to regulate you, right?
Right.
Isn't that what you're saying?
But what I'm wondering is, are you just saying that the state has a right to require that you have a driver's license in order to do that, or are you saying that the state has a right to require additional licensing for your business?
Technically, if you are operating a vehicle for hire, you are a driver. That is the point I'm trying to make. And if you were...
Okay. You didn't really answer Rich's question, but I think he's specifically referring to... You're talking about taxi cab licensing, right? You're saying that if you want to drive and make money driving, that you need to have some sort of special permission slip beyond a license, a driver's license?
I guess that would be two requirements, yes. Driver's license and a taxi cab.
So basically, you don't believe in freedom. I mean, you just think No, you don't. I mean, you don't think that people are free to make their own decisions, that they should be free to make money, that they should be free to move product or a person from point A to point B without asking some bureaucrat's permission first?
Hey, I helped build that highway out there with my...
And you got paid for it.
I helped build that road out there, that right-of-way, with my tax money.
And yeah, so did I. Everybody's been taxed for the roads. Why should people have to keep paying?
It's not a legitimate use for someone to be using what I paid for to be used in commerce. If they are making money...
Who do you think you are, sir?
I mean,
you were robbed by the government, yes, and the government had no right to steal your money, but the fact that they built a road then with that money does not imply that you have control over who uses that road. If you want back the money the government stole from you, you should go to government and take it if you can. But
it sounds to me like he wants the government to have more money. He's advocating for licensing. He's advocating for control.
If it's a driver, and by the way, you ought to look up...
I don't care about your legal definitions. You should be as free as everybody else, Wes.
Legal definition.
Wes, you should be as free as everyone else to take somebody somewhere. I'm sorry?
Do we go by your definitions, do we?
I don't care what your definition is. I want to be able to take someone somewhere and not have to pay some bureaucrat. Why should I have to pay some bureaucrat for the permission to take someone home? If somebody wants to go home and I want to take them and they want to give me $5 for it, why is it any of your business or anyone else's?
It's one thing if it's done between two friends. We got a gray area there. But you put up a doggone sign, you say...
You're jealous, aren't you, Wes? You're just jealous of people who are entrepreneurs and who are out there actually making money and helping people.
No, I'm going to the Supreme Court in this state on a case, and I don't know that I'm going to bother telling you the outcome of it, but I expect to be paid $300,000. Now, I was years ago, I was called the constitutionalist. Many times I have been called the constitutionalist. I took a constitutional law course 30 years ago. There is no one that is more understanding the Constitution. But once again...
Oh, really?
Well...
Once again, you use that highway out there, the public right-of-way, for commerce...
Well, the Constitution
isn't going to help your case.
The Constitution is absolutely meaningless in 2015 because the Constitution was supposed to be a contract between the states and the federal government, and the federal government is in blatant, flagrant violation of the contract. Now, when a contract is violated, it ceases to exist. So your precious Constitution ceased to exist sometime before the Civil War, bro. So it really doesn't mean anything in terms of morality. Now, what I want to know is what gives high providers who provide cab service at a high price and at low quality the right to squeeze cab drivers who are going to provide better service at a lower price out of the market? That's what I don't understand, and that's what this Uber thing about is. Can the cab drivers maintain a monopoly and forcibly prevent others from doing what they do? And I would say no, regardless of any document that anybody signed 200 years ago.
Yeah, well, that shut him up.
I'm all for free enterprise. I mean, if you want to go out there and do what is necessary and offer...
Wes, then you're holding two contradictory positions. You can't on one hand say you're for free enterprise and then on the other hand advocate for government licensing. Thank you for the call.
A thing is either free or licensed. It cannot be both.
Yep, sorry about that, but please try to solve your cognitive dissonance on that issue. 855-450-FREE. I'm for freedom, which means that if you want to get on the road and you want to make money on the road, that's your job. It's just something you're willing to do. It's risky to make money on the road because the longer you're on the road, the more likely there's going to be a traffic accident. The more likely you're going to end up in a hospital or something like that. Thank goodness for people who are willing to drive people and things places. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.